Hello and welcome to Breast TV Top 5. In eastern Ukraine, the self-proclaimed People's Republic of Donetsk has taken control of the city of Seversk in the north of Donetsk province. Russian media say pro-Russian activists have removed Ukrainian flags from the administration and police headquarters in Seversk. Activists have already taken control of government buildings in more than a dozen cities in Donetsk and elsewhere in eastern Ukraine. They are now saying that they will maintain their positions until the Kiev government resigns.
The Geneva Declaration is a normal agreement, but everyone, including supporters of Prime Minister Yatsenyuk and President Turchynov, who also based on illegal reasons and following a military coup, came and took the buildings in the capital Kiev, should leave the buildings.
The Geneva Agreement was signed between Ukraine, Russia, the United States and the EU on Thursday. It calls on all sides in Ukraine to lay down arms and end the occupation of buildings in all cities and towns. The Kiev government has threatened to take more concrete actions against the pro-Russian protesters if they continue with their actions. On Tuesday, Kiev launched an operation to root out what it calls separatists in the east. The operation has now been suspended, with Kiev saying that its resumption depends on how the Geneva Agreement comes into effect. Never a dull moment in Ukraine. Our correspondent Alexandra Molotkova joins us from Kiev to update us. Alexandra, take your pick. You want to talk about Donetsk and this particular region by the name of Seversk, or you want to talk about the Geneva agreements, how Russia has come out and said that Kiev has actually, or I should say Ukraine, and the interim government in Kiev has actually misunderstood the Geneva agreements.
The fact is that Ukrainian authorities are now not satisfied with the Geneva agreements, saying that they were only talking about Ukraine, what Ukraine should do, and this is only Ukraine's fault that the country is facing these large separatistic actions in the eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian acting minister of foreign affairs have said that there were no talkings about Russia taking control over Crimea and Russia financing separatistic movements in Ukraine. While Russia, in the meantime, did not confirm the presence of Russian military in Ukraine and said that it's not about Russia to decide if separatists are ready and can be dismissed from the eastern cities in Ukraine. So in the meantime, nine official administrative buildings in nine Ukrainian cities are controlled by separatists. They say they are not ready to disperse, and they will stay there until the acting government resigns and the country is holding a referendum on status of the region. And also the recent information about the new city captured by protesters is not confirmed yet by the mayor of this city. She has just gave a statement saying that the big armored vehicle arrived to the city and it was stopped in front of the city administration. She was talking to the protesters, to the separatists, as she told they were representatives of separatistic movement, but they left the city without changing the flag on the top of the city administration. So in the meantime, we cannot say that this city is also controlled by the protesters.
In about 30 seconds, Alexandra, some of these separatists are not actually heeding the calls of Russia, as I've been getting some reports. They're just saying that we don't care what was signed in the Geneva agreements. We weren't there. We want the interim government in Kiev for them to step down. Is that how what the stance of these separatists are as a whole, or some of them?
Yes, definitely. This is the official position of the separatistic movement, of their representatives. Above the government stepping down, they also demand the referendum to be held, and they also want the protesters who are still remaining on the central Kiev square in the 10th camp. They demand them to disperse from the city, from the capital Kiev, and only until after those demands are fulfilled, they are ready to think and to consider the possibility of cleaning the eastern regions.
Thank you very much for that. Pleasure talking to you as usual. Alexandra Molotkova, correspondent there from Kiev.